This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Well, this is a play which is all part of Peridot Theatre. It's playing at the Unicorn Theatre, and we don't just have one person. Mm-mm. We don't just have the director or one of the actors. We've got both.
Yep.
In with us right now, it's Alan Burrows and Christine Andrews. Welcome to the Royal Daltons.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Now, you directed this show, yes, this play, Alan. Tell us, what is Six Dance Lessons in 6 Weeks all about?
Well, it's about a 72-year-old Baptist minister's widow who lives in Florida, and she's a little lonely. So to break the boredom, she hires a rather acerbic dance instructor who happens to be a 35-year-old gay ex-Broadway chorus boy.
Perfect. Ah,
okay. So with they're like chalk and cheese at the start of the play, and they bounce sort of barbed comments off each other. But the play is more than that. It's actually the journey they both take as they start to interact through their dance, and they both reveal a little of their past. And by the end of the play, they reach a very nice understanding together. So it has a happy ending in a sense.
How do they do that without giving away too much? How do they, when they start at such polar opposites, we could say, then become?
I'm going to guess. I'd like to say it's through dance. Is it
partly? And yep. and dancing is a major part of the play. We do American swing, we do foxtrot, we do Viennese waltz, cha-cha, and contemporary dance. And
so the teacher is obviously instructing Lily.
Lily on it, yeah. But what you soon realise is that Lily knows how to dance in any case, and she's not there just for the dance lesson. She's there for the interaction and the company, and that's what she gets. But she finds him very brittle to begin with, and she has trouble adjusting to his manner and his way of doing things, and there are sort of lies and subterfuge going on initially, and then slowly they cut to the chase, and they find they have a great understanding together.
Now, Christine, you play Lily then, so is it great? Is it a great role? Are you enjoying it?
Oh, it's fabulous.
Because you're only in rehearsals at the moment, aren't you?
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
But the range of the character and the fun you get out of it, and the basic truths and the companionship,
yes,
and the reality and understanding is just lovely.
Have you been a dancer? Were you always a dancer?
I was never a dancer.
Yeah. Oh, so how have you prepared for this?
Lessons, I would imagine.
I go back a long time.
Right.
I had ballroom dance lessons when I was very young. I did musical theatre long time ago, and started with jazz ballet classes. Mm-hmm. So I've got a background of quite a bit of dance.
Nice.
Done major shows like MAME, Sweet Charity.
Right. I think once you brush up and all that, it comes back, doesn't it?
It does.
You know,
as long as you have some style.
Exactly.
And I bet you do.
It's all about adding the flair, isn't it?
What is the story about for you? Like, when you've got this, you're playing a 72-year-old woman, and there's this relationship with this 35-year-old gay man. What sort of things are you, I don't know, bringing to that interpretation, do you think?
Defensive at the beginning.
Yeah.
Looking for some companionship, but then on the journey, some real understanding and affection and almost love.
The music must be wonderful in this then, isn't it?
We obviously, we don't have a band, but we have recorded music, and we pick the certain styles that we use. We've got a lovely rendition of the Beach Boys at the end. Christine, what's the final song?
People have to get along and see it.
The it uses Beach Boys. The opening song, the contemporary dance, is the
"Buy Me a Best Duchesne" from 1945.
Okay.
War. Yeah. German song.
So we use those. We use the Merry Widow Waltz for the Viennese Waltz. So there's some well-known and immediately recognisable songs that we use. And we've taken, although it is a play set in Lily's apartment, when we go for the big dance at the end of each scene, and there are seven scenes, we actually, because I'm a music theatre person as well, I go for a bit of a music theatre finish to each scene.
Of course.
So we have...
That's what we want.
We have mirror balls, we have appropriate lighting, we have nice poses, and also we've got some wonderful costumes. Christine's got some wonderful dresses that she's had specially made for her, which actually flow beautifully. And Colin, who's playing Michael Manette, he's got the he comes for the tango lesson, as Christine says, looking like Zorro.
Okay. Now this begins on the 6th of February and goes through the 21st of February, but there is a special event night, isn't there?
Yeah, well, there is a Joy fundraiser, which is, as you heard just before, happening on Thursday, the 5th of Feb. And it's all happening at the Unicorn Theatre in Mount Waverley. Now, I reckon this is going to be a hot ticket.
Yeah, that's good of them and good of you guys to do the fundraiser.
Oh, we're looking forward.
Lovely.
Brilliant. Well,
where do we get tickets?
Well, people can, about the Joy fundraiser, can go to joy.org.au. For all of the other info, just go to Peridot's website, which is peridot.com, I believe.
It's nice and easy.
Correct.
Yes.
Thank you both for coming in.
It's
lovely, wasn't it?
A pleasure.
See, knew it would be. Well done. Thank
you. There.
Six dance lessons in 6 weeks.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Did you ever have a crush on your teacher?
No. No. We had mainly female teachers in high school.
And you probably knew them, really.
Yeah. You?
Not really, no. Well, actually, that isn't true. I did have a bit of a crush,
Did you?
On my PE teacher.
Oh, it's always the PE teacher.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always the PE teacher. No one's ever got a crush on the maths teacher.
No. Well, I don't think I even listened.
No.
In maths. Yeah, I'm
what
sure
about
you're
PE?
Shocked.
Did you listen
I
to
listened,
PE?
But I didn't do. No. We had a couple of PE teachers. And, he was just so sweet and so nice. The other one was not nice.
Oh, right.
And he, for punishment for being... loud, I think, which I can't believe. But as you entered the school hall, there was this mat there with spikes on it to get the mud off.
Yeah.
And he made me do press-ups.
What?
On the spikes.
And you haven't done another one since, have you?
Not a lot. But I look at, because when I finally got up, I had the little dots in my...
Yeah.
And of course, I milked it. Like a mofo.
What did you do?
Look at my hands! Oh, look at my hands!
I love it.
Because I was like Eliza Doolittle.
Pretty much.
I had an accent then. And, so I don't think he ever got me to do that. And we used to have to do the Pitt Street run, which is obviously this horrible run around.
Right.
Hideous.
Nah.
Hated it.
Well.
You know.
But you liked the nice teacher.
I liked the nice one.
Yeah.
Wow. His name shall remain nameless. No, I'm not saying it.
All right.
Yeah, because, you know, he might be listening.
Probably not.
Although, you know, this could be
could
my
be
chance,
good.
Couldn't it?
Would you
do
go there now?
That time I talked about my ex.
Yes.
And his boyfriend
was listening. Yes.
That was funny.
I do remember.
I was very embarrassed. And on the line is Robert Shooter. Are you there, Robert?
Yeah, hi, Michael. How are you?
Very, very well. Glenn and I are very much looking forward to having a chat. We want to know all about it, although I read a little bit about it. It sounds like a juicy play.
Certainly is juicy. I think the last time I was interviewing him was at Chapel of Chapel. That's
yes.
Correct, isn't it?
I think you're right, yes.
And we were talking about your juicy work. Well, my juicy work is about, really, about a young man who's 30 that wants to stay young.
Mm-hmm.
And so what he does is he entices a young schoolboy along to do rather dirty things to him.
Well, outrageous. Now, I think we kind of gives a little bit away. I like his name as well, Cougar.
Cougar, yeah, Cougar. Cougar Glass is the protagonist, and the young boy needs to be seduced into Cougar's den. Is called Foxtrot Darling. Interesting names. The other character names are Sherbet Gravel,
right,
and Captain Tock. So it's the bizarre mind of the gay playwright from the UK, Philip Ridley.
Yes. Now I'm not familiar with Philip Ridley. Can you give us a bit of back history about Philip?
Yeah, Philip Ridley is really famous for his bizarre gay plays like Mercury Fur.
I know that one. Yep.
Sorry?
I knew of that one, yes.
Yeah, another one is called Leaves of Grass, Tender Napalm, the one that's on in England at the moment, which is creating quite a bit of a stir.
Right.
And we did this, actually, the fastest clock in the universe, we did it as a rehearsed reading here at Chapel of Chapel about 2 years ago for the Midsummer Play readings, which were up in the mezzanine floor.
Wow.
And it went really, really well. So a theatre company here in Melbourne said, hey, can you come along and do it? So we've just finished our second dress rehearsal, raring to go for tonight.
For tonight.
Well, I'm sure it's going to go all swimmingly, Robert. Now, tell us, what do you reckon is the kind of reason why men who are in their 30s sometimes pretend that they are in their teens?
Well, I do it sometimes. I'm sure everyone does it. Age is a very funny thing in a lot of ways. I always make myself 10 years younger when people ask me. I don't know why. I think it's maybe because as you go older, you become less attractive. My new film is about ageism.
That's really?
Coming up. I'm shooting this year, but...
Well, isn't it that we all, when we judge, we have preconceived ideas of what somebody of a particular age should look like. And so if all of a sudden I say, I'm 39, and you think, well, actually, I'm quite attracted to men of that age. But if we go a little lower, we think we might attract a different kind of person and things like that. You know, there's a lot to be said for being honest about your age, I think.
Yes, yes. Well, look at it with Stephen Fry recently with his fiance. I don't know if they're married. Or
they are married.
They're married now, Robert.
They have caused such a stir in some circles.
Mm.
But then, you know, what is age difference? Ultimately.
Well, that's a bit of a whopper, that one.
Mm.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, that doesn't mean it's right or it's wrong, and it's just, you know, it's interesting, isn't it? Now, I like the fact that this was read 2 years ago, and just shows you when you're having a reading like that, and then 2 years later you've got this on. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. And Philip Ridley also is delving into much Oscar Wilde's The Picture of Dorian Gray.
Yes.
Sells his soul to the devil.
Yeah.
Well, we have that kind of thing where he sells himself to, to Captain Toff to make sure that they plan.
Right.
Inducing these young schoolboys into their broken-down warehouse, which is filled with stuffed birds and it's decaying. They call it an eggshell in the play.
I think I read, there was this, we are all as bad as each other, all hungry little cannibals at our own cannibal party. So
that's correct.
The milk of human kindness and welcome to the abattoir.
Yes, well, it certainly is the abattoir in the play. A lot of the plays are lit very naturally. There's lots of candlelight. It's sort of like a mixture of, Philip Ridley says it's a mixture of the film Carrie.
Yep.
A Jacobean tragedy,
mm-hmm.
One or two other films that is The Birds by Alfred Hitchcock.
Okay,
that's right.
Yes.
So it's a mixture of all that stuff and a bit of sadness, but a lot of violence. There's a lot of violence in it.
Well,
it's done almost in a balletic kind of fashion.
Well, you like your, I hope this isn't inappropriate. I wouldn't imagine it is, but you like your eye candy in your work, don't you?
Apparently I'm known for it.
Yes.
We're going to see that on this one?
Yeah, I think the reason is that we don't really have much time to admire beauty in the world today.
It's well, I'm lucky. I get it every day.
I know you do.
When he looks at me in the studio.
Don't you?
All right.
So it's more about the admiration of beauty and looking at beautiful things, and we should take time to look at them.
Yes, exactly.
And, if it's eye candy, well, so be it.
Exactly. Why not? Yeah, damn right.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, we are very excited about this one. It's called The Fastest Clock in the Universe. It's playing at Chapel of Chapel. You're kicking off tonight and going through to Saturday, the 31st of Jan.
You can get all your tickets at chapelofchapel.com.au.
Yep.
And we wish you all the best because it opens tonight.
Thank you and happy midsummer to you guys.
Happy midsummer. All the best.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.